This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. Well, thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
What you are about to watch is a continuation of the last week episode, Happy Viewing.
Yes. What is righteousness? What is righteousness? That is doing the will of God. Walking in the covenant of God. Obey the voice of God. Walking in the doctrine of light and life. Keeping the covenant you have met with God. Whatever God says, you abide in it. You are obedient to nothing but the voice of God. There's a righteousness I'm calling you into. You have to pant and touch for it. You have to pant and test for it. You see, I want to tell you tonight that God saves only the righteous.
Only the best of what we need shall I pay. Olorun ni ko ise l'Oluwa ma ngbala.
Only the righteous.
Olorun ni ko ise l'Oluwa
ngbala. God will never save a sinner.
Oluwa ki yo gba elese la.
God will never save a breaker of his law.
Oluwa ki yo gba en ton ba to ru ofin en to ru Oluwa ki yo gba la.
I want to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah.
Are you listening to me? Yes. Sodom
and Gomorrah was a corrupt cities.
O je ilu to kun fun ibaje. Ito ti di baje.
So Lot was there.
Lot o wa ni ilu na.
He was a righteous person.
Sugbon je Olorun lodo.
So when the angels came, God sent them to go and destroy city of Gomorrah.
Nigba ti awon angel to luwa run last lo pa ilu na run to won de.
As I always send angels to of protection to your lives, so God sent angels of destruction into Sodom and Gomorrah.
And gege boy olutun se ma run angel olu daru bo sinu aye iba kan luwa run awon angel apanirun si ilu Sodom and Gomorrah.
Then they said unto Abraham.
What's up, Abraham?
Abraham, God says we should come and destroy this city.
Oluwa ni ka wa pa ilu yi run.
Then Abraham remembered that Lot was there.
Abraham was sure that Lot was there.
And his wife.
Ati ayare.
And his children.
Ati omore.
They were four.
Oje merin.
Then Abraham started to beg God.
Abraham abe si be Olorun.
God.
Olorun.
Ah, you want to go and destroy city of Gomorrah?
O fe lo pa ilu Gomorrah run.
Please God, if you find 50 righteous person, are you going to destroy it?
Oluwa jowo se ti o ba pa oba lawon olododo eniyan ti won to adorin adota o so ma ojuti ma pa won run ni.
God said no.
Ah, Olorun ni
I can't destroy 50 a nation where you have 50 righteous people. I will never do that. I will never destroy.
Ah, ilu ti a ni awon eyan eniyan olododo to adota mi o ni pa won.
Abraham knew that there were only four righteous people in the city.
Abraham mo ma daju pe awon olododo merin pe na wa ni ilu yen o.
Then he was praying to God again. Please Father, don't be annoyed. If you find 40, will you destroy the city? God said no, I will not destroy.
O ti pe Olorun pe se to ba ri ogoji se to ba pa won run Oluwa ni ara won ni pa won run.
All right, say God, e ma binu te ba ri 30 nko se ma pa te ba ri olododo 30.
What if we find 30 people, we still destroy them, the righteous ones? God said, I will not destroy the city for their sake.
Abraham asked again, if you see 20, will you destroy the city? God said, no. Because of 20 righteous person, I will spare city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oluwa sọ pe tori awon eniyan olododo to je ogun yen emi o da orilede Sodom ilu Sodom ati Gomorrah si.
Then he said, Father, please don't be annoyed. Don't be annoyed.
Baba ma binu.
If you find 10 nko, God said, I will never destroy
the city because of 10 righteous men.
Abraham to sabun to ba turi ololodo mewa ni ilu yen ko oluwa so pe ma wo ori mi o ni pa ilu yen run se to awon yan ololodo mewa.
Father, I just want to ask this one last one. If you find about 5 ololodo lo mo o da kon lo ti en
Abraham wa ni le mi e ti ni laye le mi ni pere mo to ba ri ololodo marun ni ilu yen ko so ti ma parun olorun ko o ko work out ni eli o serious.
So that a city or two cities where you have about 500 million people, they cannot find 10 righteous men.
Ilu ti a ni to nu ku fo goro eniyan ilu meji on le ri olododo mewa nilu yen.
By the time Abraham went to sleep in the morning, he found the city in flames.
Nigba ti Abraham lo sun ko to di ile mo.
I said found the city in flames.
O ti ri so da bo ti gomira to ti gbina to ti
jona. Angels have set as kindle set fire on it.
Awon gari ti dana sun iru gbo ilu yen parapata.
See, it's not easy to get righteous people.
Ko rorun lati ri olododo.
In the days of Noah.
Nigba aye Noah.
God was looking for 10 people. Only 8 souls were there. That's why God destroyed
the wall of Noah.
You have, like in Lagos now, you have over 11 to 12 billion million people. So God is breaking judgment because you don't find up to 10 righteous people in Lagos State, in Ibadan State, in Ondo State, there are no righteous person. That's why I'm calling you into righteousness. Because only the righteous will be delivered. Now, I want to say something. This is, you want to start doing something that is different. This year 2020 is a new year.
Odun 2020 odun tutun ni.
People invite problems to their lives when they enter a new year. They continue to do something that they have been doing before.
Opo opo e lo ba mu wahala wa sinu aye won nigba to ba won odun tutun nigba to won ba nse ohun ti won tin se lati eyin wa.
They continue to keep the same old corrupt friend that we keeping before.
What is what that ma ko awon ore buruku ti won tin ko bo lati eyin wa.
But this year, I want you to start to doing something different.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọdún titun yìí olùtọ̀mọ́ làgbà ẹ fẹ́ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀.
In order that you may inherit something different this year.
Kí o ba lè jogún ohun tó yàtọ̀.
You must do something different now.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀ láti àkókò
lọ. Something that is different from what you have been doing before.
Ohun tó yàtọ̀ parapata sí ohun tẹ̀ tí ń ṣe bọ̀ láti ẹ̀yìn wá
jáde. So that you will receive something different this year 2020.
Kí o ba lè rí ohun tó yàtọ̀ gbà ní ọdún 2020.
For instance.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ.
Throughout last year.
Jálẹ̀ jálẹ̀ ọdún tó kọjá.
And throughout the past years.
Àti gbogbo ọdún tó ti lò
bọ̀. You don't have time to study the Bible.
Bóyá o tiẹ̀ ní àkókò fọ́rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
We want to start doing something different.
O wá fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀ lẹ́nu ọdún yìí.
That yes, the Otomola has taught us.
Bí bóyá àbí pé Otomola gbẹ ti kọ́ wa.
Kaimoni book.
Ìwé mímọ́ ti jọba Ọlọ́run
yìí. This year I want to be doing something different.
Ní ọdún yìí mo fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀.
I want to start reading every page by page.
O fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ka
of Kaimoni book.
O fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ka ìwé mímọ́ ti jọba Ọlọ́run ní ojú ewé kan sí kejì.
This year I want to do something different.
Ní ọdún yìí mo fẹ́ ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀.
I know by the end of this year, new year, I will inherit, I will realize something different.
Nítorí pé mo gbàgbọ́ pé tí bá ṣe èyí tó máa fi dòpin ọdún yìí máa ti rí ohun tó yàtọ̀ gbà ní ọdún yìí.
The ordinances of God.
Ìlànà Ọlọ́run.
God says you shall be reading it every time or once a week.
Ìwé ìlànà yìí ló sọ pé ó máa kà ní gbogbo ìgbà ó kéré jùlọ ẹ̀kan lọ́sẹ̀.
Throughout last year, I've not been doing that.
Jálẹ̀ jálẹ̀ ọdún tó kọjá mi ò ṣújà rárá.
And I suffered a lot of suffering.
Mo sì wá ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìjìyà.
But this year, I want to do something different.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ọdún yìí mo fẹ́ ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀.
I want to be studying the book of ordinances.
Wọ́n fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ká alákàtúnkà ìwé ìlànà Ọlọ́run.
Throughout last year, I've not been working or worshiping regularly. My worship was not regular.
When
I worship in the morning, I don't come in the evening. Today, this year, I want to start doing something
different.
That is in order to get at the end of the year to realize something that is different.
Which
is the blessing.
It
is
a book.
Which is the joy.
It is a yo.
Which is the comfort.
It is a tura.
Which is the upliftment. It
is a bega.
Which is the progress.
It
is
a tesiwa.
Which you all need.
It is a pain.
This is why you don't need prayer.
Oh, nilo adura.
I've told you all these things. You only need to seek the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is to start to learn to do something different this year.
Oh, to nilo lati ma le pa re oni ododo Olorun ododo Olorun
si lati do something different this year.
Lati be si ko ba ye so to yato no do yi.
What you have not been able to do past year, start to do it this year.
And now one ti o le se ni odun to koja be si se won no do yi.
Because people don't know how to change their lives.
So pa pa won ba se tun aye won se yaye won
pada. The radio, television, the fake ministers and churches, they say, look, you are going to be a different person now. Your life is not going to be the same. I lie you.
Well, the radio and television, I won't worry. Come on, so fake we do. I hear you. You need. I don't do it.
What can bring about to change your life? Is for you to seek righteousness.
Oh, because you told me we impart. I really want to know. You will not manage to do.
The righteousness will empower you to do something different.
Ododo Olorun yo fi agbara fun lati ma se ohun to yato.
I've spoken to you. You want to go into your silent prayer?
E fe lo sinu adura yin bayi.
This time around.
Ni akoko yi.
Not silent prayer. Just speak to your heart now.
O fe wa lo ba okan re soro bayi.
My heart.
Iwo okan mi.
My soul.
Iwo okan mi.
Turn righteousness, turn to righteousness this year. That's your prayer now.
You have been listening to the voice of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe. We believe you have been richly blessed by this message. The command of Jesus is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Therefore, all ye seekers of the established kingdom, holy throne with men on earth.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at @kaimholythrone.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.